there's any reason I do want to go back to the legislature for another term, that would be 40 years if I live through another term. And that's enough. That's too much in the eyes of many. And I know there's a lot of folks that don't agree with me and don't like that I'm there. And there are a lot of folks who just literally every day call me and say, don't you leave, don't you leave, you're our voice. And what is it? That's I guess that's the way it is with any person in public life. But I'd love to spend the next 4 years not so much on policy. I've made a pretty strong impact in 5 years on policy. But, you know, we got to start sitting down and talking to each other again. Now, I'm telling you, I've said this 100 times. I said it at the Hall of Fame banquet. I chaired public health for 12 years. For 12 years, 5 of my 8 subcommittee chairmen were Republicans, and we never lost a bill on the floor of the House. And we passed some of the most progressive health care legislation in modern times during that period of time because, number one, I believed in committee meetings. I'd call a group together at 7:38 in the morning. I said, be prepared to work because we're going to go out on the floor united. If it takes 2 weeks to get this done, it's going to take 2 weeks. Everybody from the press to the lobbyists to every constituent you have that wants input, we're going to hear this. We're going to vet the issue because when we get through with it, I hope it's going to be about right. Well, we passed everything from the trauma care system to just revolutionary public health policies and changes and programmatic changes in Medicaid that were phenomenal. So I stand behind that record. I know how to do that, and I want to do that.